Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com as well as JackStockwell.com. I usually like to try to orient these programs along with Doug according to what my patients are asking me and the emails that I get. Our emails that come in through office@jackstockwell.com, asking, making suggestions. Would you talk about this? Would you address this? I heard my doctor say this. I heard my family say that. Can you clarify on this or that? And something that I have talked about over and over for more than two decades on the radio now is the idea behind the cholesterol lie. I don't know what else to call it, but the cholesterol lie. And I've been getting some reports from patients who have gone out and got their labs ordered by their medical professional, and they're being told that their cholesterol is too high and drugs are being suggested to use in order to chemically force the liver to stop making cholesterol. Anytime you undertake a role to chemically force the body to stop doing that it naturally does, there should be some red flags going off inside your head. Like, why, if my liver, if I don't have enough cholesterol in my diet, then my liver is going to make up the rest of what my body needs. And if I have a lot of cholesterol in my diet, my liver won't have to make so much. So there's a trade-off there. There's a certain amount of cholesterol that your body needs, and I'm going to go through the reasons why your body needs cholesterol here in a few moments as the show unfolds. And we've been conditioned to believe that saturated fats are deadly and that low-fat products that are made palatable by artificial sweeteners are instead good for us. And the genetically modified organisms, the GMOs, pose no harm to human physiology, and that we can go on changing what Mother Nature made without any fear that there could be some backlash or some recrimination on the part of our own natural health processes when we start changing what Mother Nature created for us to eat. Now, a lot of the policies on the part of the government regarding food choices and whatever labeling laws are allowed to say on food packages is given to us by unelected people, of course, at the FDA, the CDC, the USDA, Health and Human Services, whatever else, by unelected people who are usually following the political directive of whoever's in charge of the executive branch of government at any given time, to some degree. But then you also need to remember, or not remember necessarily, but consider this, that who is in charge of, say, the Department of Justice, or the FDA, or the CDC, or the FBI, other branches of our government? Are there, regardless of who becomes president, and they have their policies, and these policies are influenced by decisions made by Congress, but also the influence that comes in through lobbyists. And depending on what branch of industry in America is sending in the lobbyists, there are some branches of our culture that can have anywhere from 100 to 200 lobbyists for one lobbyist in some other aspect of our culture. For instance, the largest amount of lobbyists that exist in Congress today are involved with medicine and big pharma and the health industry. And these lobbyists are lobbying members of Congress to get Congress to vote in a certain way. And unfortunately, since drugs were discovered back in the early 80s, the 1980s, that would artificially suppress the level of cholesterol in the body, we have had more heart disease than ever. Now, Ansel Keys, last name is K-E-Y-S, Ansel Keys, the fellow who developed the K rations for World War II, came into prominence during that period of time and after the war into the early 50s, and started spreading the lie that animal fats were bad for us and that animal fats should be replaced by vegetable fats. And because of the lobbying effort that I just mentioned and the power of the vegetable oil industry, animal fats were given a really bad name and blamed for the heart disease that was going on in the country. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com, talking here about cholesterol, and I want to get to the role and the importance of cholesterol. But when drugs were discovered to artificially suppress cholesterol in the body, medicine just went off the cliff. And we're beginning to discover that now, what a dangerous mistake that was made. And so I have patients in my clinic who, when they go to their medical professionals for an annual checkup or whatever else, it's interesting to me how many of the younger medical doctors aren't so worried about cholesterol as some of the older ones are, because medicine usually runs anywhere from 30 to 40 years behind science. When science discovers something new, like how dangerous cholesterol-lowering drugs are, and there's plenty of research now in peer-reviewed medical journals warning about playing around with cholesterol in the human body, the younger medical doctors are reading that stuff, and they're backing off so much on forcing cholesterol down because they realize there's other conditions that underlie cholesterol that are probably the real factor in heart disease, like sugar, for instance. And it's the older doctors who, you know, just aren't up with the times, and they'll still prescribe dangerous statin drugs to force the body to stop doing one of its natural processes. And when you take a few moments and step back and think about that, you know, why in the world would you ever want to do that? And so, like many other things that are related to our health, we absolutely have been misled by the marketing efforts of certain factions in the health industry, and one of which is the idea of these fats. And although many of these myths, as I said, are beginning to be cleared up by those who are certainly on the forefront of natural health movement, one that's still lagging behind to some degree is cholesterol. Now, our blood vessels become damaged in a variety of ways, and it's usually through inflammation. And the inflammation that bothers, that irritates, inflames the inside of our blood vessels is usually from environmental factors, things that we're drinking, things that we're breathing into our lungs, and primarily the foods that we're eating. And when you inflame something long enough, it begins to be weakened. And so when this weakness, this inflammation occurs to the interior of our blood vessels, our body's natural defenses kick in and provide a Band-Aid for the inflamed blood vessel to cover it up from continuing inflammation so that underneath that Band-Aid, the blood vessel can heal of the lesion or the inflammation or whatever's causing the problem. That Band-Aid, of course, is cholesterol. Now, when you hear about hormones or chemical compounds or anything that are inside the human body that has an OL on the end of it, the letter O, the letter L, like cholesterol, it's an alcohol. It's an alcohol-based. It doesn't come from drinking alcohol. You know, your body makes alcohol. And the higher your sugar intake, this is a little aside from what I'm trying to say here, but the higher your sugar intake, the more alcohol is fermented in the gut. There are a lot of people There are a lot of people that can get an alcohol buzz and never taste a drink of alcohol in a glass, simply because the amount of sugar that's fermenting in the gut. But cholesterol is an alcohol. It's made in the liver, and it's made in cells. And some of the most important things that cholesterol does for our body is it gives the cell wall a certain stiffness and stability to be able to handle whatever else is taking, the environmental poisons and other things that are taking place. And when we have diets that are high in what are called PUFAs, polyunsaturated fatty acids, particularly omega-6. And where do you see omega-6 in almost any food that's been fried? Or omega-6 oils, fatty acids. And when those fatty acids get inside the cell membrane and push the cholesterol aside, and that's not exactly what happens, but that I'm trying to give you an image that's easy to relate to. That's pretty close to what's taking place. It causes the cell wall to become flabby and weak. And when that occurs, cholesterol is driven into the tissues to give these tissues structural integrity. And it's coming from the liver to do so. And your blood cholesterol goes up. Anytime someone brings to me their blood, their lab report, and it shows elevated cholesterol, I know there's some inflammation taking place inside the body somewhere. It may be a damaged organ. It may be damaged muscles or a broken bone or some injury or accident that's taken place. It could be an organ that is sick. It could be blood vessels that are inflamed because of dietary choices. And your body's going to use the most common band-aid it has to address those problems, which is cholesterol. And cholesterol lays a layer of its cholesterol over the lining of the blood vessel. And does that cause blockage? Yeah, temporarily, but as soon as the inflammatory influence is over with, then the cholesterol levels go back down. So I've got several more of these I want to go through as to why this is so important. After a quick break, I'll get back into why cholesterol is vital to life. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Another important role that cholesterol does in the body, it's a precursor to hormones that help us manage stress and to protect the body against heart disease and cancer. Oh, yes. Cholesterol is a protector of heart disease and cancer. There are, the last time I read anything about it, at least 30 hormones, and probably more than that, in the body that have cholesterol as a precursor to that hormone. In other words, if you have low cholesterol because you're taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, there could be some hormonal problems taking place when you face stress. In other words, your ability to handle stress can be weakened simply by lower levels of cholesterol in the body. Cholesterol is also a precursor to vitamin D. And vitamin D, of course, is a fat-soluble vitamin. And we need it for bones. We need it for a healthy nervous system. We need it for our immune system. We need vitamin D for good muscle tone. We need vitamin D to process minerals in the system. We need vitamin D to manufacture insulin. And vitamin D is very important for the reproduction of our species. And where does the vitamin D come from? Well, you can get it in cod liver oil, for one thing. Fermented is the best. But when the sun falls on your skin, photosynthesis takes place. In other words, what's that mean? That means something is being made from light. That's what the root of photosynthesis. And we think of the light hitting the green leaves of a tree or the green leaves of vegetables in our garden. The photosynthesis, the effect of light, is what's creating the chlorophyll, the green blood of plants. Well, we have a photosynthetic effect that takes place in our own skin because a certain form of cholesterol is right underneath the surface of your skin throughout your body. And it's a part of what makes skin resilient, makes skin stretchy, makes skin tough and resistant to scratches and burns and abrasions and everything else. And that form of cholesterol, when the sunshine hits it through your skin, it produces vitamin D. You cannot make vitamin D from exposure to the sun without cholesterol. And when I see reports come out about, oh, we've got to do this about elevated cholesterol and that about elevated cholesterol, and I never see any of these things being discussed, it's like some medical lobbyist is sitting down at the table with me trying to convince me that cholesterol is a bad thing when life depends upon cholesterol. You need cholesterol to make your bile salts. Bile salts, the bile that is manufactured in the liver, it's stored in your gallbladder. And when you have something fatty in the diet, you've got to, you know how well fat and water mix. You know, the homemade dressings that you can make that are oil and vinegar type dressings, you have to shake it vigorously before you pour it over top of your salad because the oil and the water don't mix. Well, the only way you can get the oil, the fats, to get into the bloodstream is you have to emulsify the fat. And to emulsify the fat means just to make the fat particles so small, they'll mix with the water and get into the bloodstream. That's what bile does. And bile is based on cholesterol. You force your cholesterol levels low, you're going to produce less bile. You produce less bile, you're going to have more flatulence and more gastric disorders and problems like that. I have more to tell you about cholesterol. We'll continue with more of that here on the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A Disney superfan has made the Guinness World Record by visiting the California theme park just under 3,000 times in a row. Jeff Ritz started the idea as a joke in 2012, visiting Disneyland daily for over 8 years. The park made the 50-year-old an honorary citizen after his first year of visits. According to TMZ, Ritz became known around Disneyland with cast members even wanting to take photos with him. He hoped to actually reach the 3,000 mark, but was cut short in 2020 when the park closed due to COVID. Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania writer Jeff Loveness says he was surprised by the bad reviews the film has received. Speaking to the Daily Beast, Loveness said he was in a pretty low spot for the bad reception the film had been getting. The screenwriter said he's really proud of what he's wrote for Jonathan Majors, who plays the villain King the Conqueror, and also what he wrote for Michelle Pfeiffer's character Janet Pym. Julio Flores, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'm also at, I'm going to give you a phone number because I'm often talking about products. And there is, I've been talking about bile salts and the necessity to be able to break down the fats that are in your diet. That's one of the reasons why we created long-life energy enzymes. Enzymes are absolutely essential to the processes of the human body. What an enzyme does is it takes a chemical process and speeds it up, makes it possible for that chemical process to occur. I've mentioned this in shows in the past where there is a particular process that takes place inside the mitochondria, which are the little energy factories that exist inside your cells. And you have millions of these mitochondria throughout your body. And the mitochondria do several things, but one thing they do is produce ATP, which is the gasoline of your energy system. And there is a particular chemical reaction that takes place in there that is enzyme-based, that because that enzyme is present, that chemical reaction will happen in a billionth of a second. If that enzyme is not present, that reaction will take a billion years to complete.
That's one of the best examples of why enzymes are important. As we get older, we produce less and less enzymes, which is why we created the long life energy enzymes. Long life energy enzymes helps to aid the digestive process that the bile that I'm talking to you about is necessary to break down fats. There are enzymes in the enzyme, the long life energy enzymes we created. There are enzymes in there to help process fats, to reduce flatulence, to reduce the swelling and the expansion that takes place in your stomach, the discomfort that occurs, the acid indigestion that follows certain kinds of meals. I want to give you a phone number where you can call and order this at the lowest price you're ever going to find. It's cheaper than it is on Amazon. Long Life Energy Enzymes at 801-523-1890. If you're internet savvy, you can also go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. We've been producing this product for over 7 years. Even Doug uses it on a regular basis. In fact, Doug is coming out to see me next week in Salt Lake City so that I can take care of him. But I just wanted to mention that. The phone number again, 801-523-1890. So back to cholesterol here as to why it's so important. It acts as an antioxidant. It's one of the natural antioxidants that exist inside the human body. Now, antioxidants is way overplayed. Your body has enough antioxidants to take care of oxidation processes that take place inside our body. We have a podcast. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com under the search bar for podcasts and put in antioxidant, it's a scam. Antioxidants is a scam to a large degree simply because you're using artificial antioxidants made in laboratories and you take it into the body. Anytime you take something into your body that Mother Nature did not create, there's going to be problems. So we've got to, but cholesterol is one of the antioxidants that your body makes. Glutathione is probably the most powerful antioxidant that your body makes. But cholesterol is important too because it helps to prevent the radical damage that leads to heart disease and to cancer. Cholesterol is also needed for the proper function of serotonin, the feel-good neurotransmitter, the feel-good chemical, the receptors that are in the brain. And low cholesterol levels have always been linked to violent behavior, to depression, and to suicidal tendencies. A study was done, I think it was 20, 25 years ago, looking at cholesterol levels of inmates in state and federal prisons. And it was startling to discover how low the cholesterol levels were among violent criminals that were incarcerated. Mother's milk is very rich in cholesterol, and it contains a special enzyme that allows the baby to use this nutrient. As the baby begins to develop and it's producing more and more enzymes of its own, it needs help from mama, which is another reason why breastfeeding is so vitally important to the early and long-term health of a human being. These enzymes are not present in formula. So the cholesterol-rich foods that mama is eating that's going to end up in her milk. And remember, this is surprising to some of my patients when I tell them this. Mama's milk is her blood without the red blood cells, plus some extra things that the baby needs to fatten its little body and to build its immune system, to build its nervous system, to build its bones and its skin and its organs. But that's primarily whatever is being pumped through mama's circulatory system is in her milk, less the red blood cells. That's filtered out. Mama needs those. Baby, you don't want mama's blood inside a baby's body. That's one of the things that the placental barrier prevents happening while the baby is developing inside mom's body. Well, almost everything that mama eats and drinks is going to go across the placental barrier into the baby's body, which is why it's very important that mom is very careful for what she eats and drinks. One thing that does not go across the placental barrier is the red blood cells, her blood. We do not want those blood, the baby's blood developing inside of mom is not mama's blood. It's baby's blood. And you do not want those two things mixing. So the point here is that mom's milk is rich in cholesterol. And I've even heard of mothers with high cholesterol levels when they're pregnant, which is only obvious that that would be taking place because the baby needs it, to be put on cholesterol-lowering drugs while she's pregnant. I mean, that is insane. You know, some of these things I hear about it and I laugh at first because I'm so shocked by what I hear. But in any event, mama's milk needs to be rich in cholesterol for the baby. And dietary cholesterol also has a very important role in maintaining the structural integrity of the wall of the gut, of the intestinal wall. And what we've noticed is that a vegetarian diet that is low in cholesterol can often lead to leaky gut syndromes and other kinds of intestinal disorders. And so, you know, unlike what we've been led to believe, cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. It's a very potent antioxidant that protects us against the free radicals that are in our blood, and it's a repair substance. It's not just a Band-Aid, as I said. It actually helps to repair and heal damage to the arterial vessels. Now, cholesterol can be damaged by exposure to heat and oxygen. It ends up becoming oxidized, and that kind of cholesterol can promote injury to the arterial walls. And where's that come from? It comes from our foods, our diets, if we're not careful to read the labels. Foods that with damaged cholesterol, you're going to see it in powdered eggs. You're going to see it in pasteurized dairy products, especially milk. You're going to find it in meat products that have been heated to high temperatures through cooking methods such as frying, especially frying in vegetable oils. And interestingly enough, high levels of cholesterol often means the body is using high amounts of cholesterol to protect itself from these free radical-containing fats. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about soybean oil. I'm talking about canola oil. I'm talking about almost any oil used for cooking that is not olive oil or it's not peanut oil. Now, in some cases, if you can get an organic source, palm oil is all right to cook in. We do our organic popcorn in palm oil if it comes from an organic source, because palm oil has a very high frying temperature. Peanut oil has a very high temperature. The Five Guys hamburgers that are nationwide, everybody knows about Five Guys hamburgers, they fry their French fries in peanut oil. Now, that's expensive. But peanut oil has a very high frying temperature, and it doesn't break. And what does that mean? It doesn't break down and create these bad cholesterols that I'm talking about. And then, what is it? The Buffalo Wild Wings, that's what I'm trying to think of, and I think they're nationwide too, Buffalo Wild Wings. They fry their wings in beef tallow, which is what our ancestors have done before there was heart disease. Back before we had heart attacks, back before we had heart disease, the 19th century up till about, 1910 to 1920, when white bread became very popular. And with white bread, we lost the vitamins and the enzymes that protect the heart. And so the heart disease began to be a serious notion following World War I up through World War II. And now look at it, it's the number one killer in America. But before 1910, you never even heard of heart attacks unless there was some underlying condition unrelated to diet, that congenital or something else that may have happened. We know this because they never talked about it in the medical journals until about 1910, 1911. It wasn't even in the top 10 killers of 1910, according to the CDC. And cancer was number 10. Now it's number 2. So I wanted you to keep these things in mind as we go through this. There's an awful lot of information out there. One of the best places or sources of information on this that you can easily get to, and it's free, is at westonaprice.org, just like it sounds, W-E-S-T-O-N-A-Price, P-R-I-C-E.org, westonaprice.org. One of the best sources for diet, one of the best sources for what to feed a newborn baby, one of the best sources to help people recover from not just short-term, but long-term illnesses that are primarily brought on by malnutrition. Now, I have maintained this for over two decades on my radio shows. I do it with my patients in lectures or whatever else. The two major causes of sickness and disease in America are, number one, malnutrition, and number two, some kind of traumatic accident or injury that will injure organs or injure the immune response or something else. And you said, well, what about germs? What about viruses and how we're sitting ducks for all these? No, no, it's the malnutrition that weakens the immune response for the most part. But the number one killer in America is malnutrition. By eating the prepackaged foods, by not eating the ancestral diets, we are cheating our bodies of the vital vitamins and minerals that it needs. Well, after the coming break, I'm going to be getting back with Doug Steffen here together with him. You can get the Good Day Health Show podcast with me, Dr. Ken, and Doug at gooddayhealthshow.com, where there's hundreds of listed podcasts. But you can listen to my podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, so stick around. Doug and I are going to get back together here in just a few minutes to finish this week's program.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now, 53 after the hour as the Good Day Health portion of the program continues. I'm Doug Stephanie with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner from Salt Lake City. He helps people not only there in his community but around the world through the good offices of this program. He's got lots of important things to tell us. And one of the things that's going on in his own life and his wife's life is the passing of his wife's brother. And the reason that this is significant has to do with COVID, or maybe more specifically, Jack, has to do with COVID, with ways of dealing with COVID. And it seems to have played into your mantra of how bad these vaccines can be, whether they're bad for everybody. The general consensus is that there's not enough known about them, but they became, it's like everything else, people... There's a cycle that folks go through, and they get wrapped up in the threads of, okay, well, this is something we have to deal with, this issue, so this is how we'll deal with it, and this is conventional wisdom, even though it may not be correct conventional wisdom. So what's the story? What happened to Mary's brother?
Well, he's a retired dentist living in Oregon, and we don't know why, but for some reason he went and got the, and I don't know
shots.
Which one, mm-hmm. The shot, the vaccine for COVID. And he's always been a natural type of individual in that he clearly understands that nothing beats the majesty of Mother Nature's immune system
that
we were born with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more and more research coming out all the time that says, yeah, we have to admit there's nothing mankind can do to the human immune system that can beat Mother Nature. And when you look at the startling numbers of deaths of these young men just dying suddenly, anywhere from 15 to 25, 45 years old, perfectly good health.
Are they heart-related, those problems?
Yeah, the myocarditis. And if they survived the heart attack, their hearts are going to be terribly weak the rest of their lives anyway. And, of course, it traces back to the vaccine, something that's being suppressed to some degree in mainstream media, but it's starting to leak out because the numbers are overwhelming. So with that having been said, her brother Mike is the fellow who introduced Mary and I together 25 years ago, something like that. And he and I were friends, and then I finally meet his sister through him. And for some reason, he decided here last fall to go ahead and get the vaccine. And his wife told us from the day he got the shot, he started getting sick and got sicker and sicker and sicker and finally passed away a couple of weeks ago from a massive heart attack, which is one of the things that is reported very heavily with the CDC. In fact, the CDC is reporting more adverse reactions since the vaccine came out there at the end of 2020 and, you know, was there all through 2021 and 2022.
You don't read that in the conventional news media.
You have to go to the CDC themselves and start looking at the statistics. More adverse reactions since the December of 2020 when that shot came out than the last 30 years of reports of adverse reactions all put together. And what's happened is she said there was no issue about it. He was sick right after he got it. He went downhill and finally had a massive heart attack. So I'm bringing this up only because people just need to study this stuff an awful lot more than they should. Yeah. And when you look at the history of the FDA and you look at the history of the CDC and the history of Fauci's involvement with these things, I find it almost difficult to believe anything these agencies have to say anymore. And, you know, and not just them, the Justice Department and what's going on with that, the CIA and what's going on with them, as all these whistleblowers and the FBI, the whistleblowers that are starting to come forth. And I think this is one of the reasons why there's so much vaccine hesitancy in this country right now, because more and more people are hearing these, not just hearing these stories, because obviously they're anecdotal, but they're starting to research and go to the sources themselves. And there's the vaccine adverse reaction reporting system through the CDC. And it's the people themselves or the hospitals or the doctors or the nurses or whatever else that write these reports that take up to 30 minutes to write one report. But the word is getting out. You need to research this before you do it.
All right, the shot focus here, and the shot's not from Jack, but it is a shot of info that's worth considering for sure. All right, Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack, here on the Good Day Health Program. Doug Steffen with a focus on your health and well-being, which is a very important part every day of the Good Day Program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.